All right, so it is Damien from Marketing Food Online. So in this podcast, we are going to cover a very super, super important topic in regards to selling your food product is how to price your food and how to calculate your food cost for a recipe and also how do you price food products to sell. So it's one thing to understand your recipe, but it's another thing to turn that recipe into a business. And this is what this podcast is going to be all about. So let's jump right into it. And of course, if this is your first podcast for Marketing Food Online, we do have a podcast. Many of you may not realize that, but we have a YouTube channel as well. We'll also upload this video over to YouTube and the podcast will be up momentarily. But we are on nearly a dozen different platforms for our podcast. Check down below the video upload for this on YouTube. You'll be able to see the links directly to our podcast and then pick out which one is best for you. And you can listen to us on the go. So number one, how to price your food product. You got to keep in mind, first and foremost, before we get into the pricing, the most important part of the pricing is not only just calculating, but where are you going to sell it to? Because the end user is going to dictate your price point. Okay, whether you believe that or not or understand that, how that works. It's not only just the actual what's it cost for you to make it. We're going to go over that shortly about the recipe, but who are you selling it to? Are you going to be direct to consumers? Are you going to go business to business, a B2B transaction? Are you going to sell your product to a food distribution center, which is then in turn going to sell it to a retailer and they're going to warehouse it and all of that and do the logistics and shipping from their end? Or are you going to wholesale it? So you have to understand where you're going to sell it to. Now, if you're just starting out and if you're in cottage food and you're selling it from home, then you got to think about, obviously, at the farmer's market, you're going to transact that with you and the customer, okay? And that's a very simple transaction. Figuring out the price point from that would be simply figuring out your recipe costs, your packaging, the labor, and then from there, what is your margin or what's your markup, okay? You know, how much should I mark up my food product is another aspect you want to think about. So who you're going to sell it to dictates dramatically. So let's go over the cost really quick, okay? Number one, what type of ingredient, how much are your ingredients costing you? What type of ingredients are you using for your food, your product itself? Now, what I mean by that is a couple different things. If you have a recipe, let's just say for chocolate chip cookies, you need to break down that recipe of ingredients and figure out and calculate what are the costs involved? What are my costs for those ingredients for that recipe? If you have, for instance, 1 cup of sugar, 2 cups of flour, 3 eggs, et cetera, et cetera, you want to go through there and figure out what are your costs to create that specific recipe. Now, if it's a single batch, obviously it's only going to make 2 dozen cookies, let's say, as an example, then you need to break down all of those costs and say, look, you know what? This cost me around $1.95 to $2.10 to create this 2 dozen cookies. Now, from there, you're going to move over to the packaging. How are you going to package it? Is it going to be in a platter? Are you shrink wrapping the cookies? You have a label. Are you printing the labels yourself? If you have a nutritional analysis, you have to print that up and put that on there. You got to put your ingredient listing, your allergen warning, etc. So the actual label itself that you're going to put onto the finalized package for your product, you need to calculate how much all of that's going to cost you as well. Then go over and transition to the third aspect, which is labor. So you've got ingredients, you've got your actual packaging and logo, you know, your packaging, your labeling. Then you've got your actual labor. Okay, so it's kind of tricky when you're first starting out figuring out labor when you're working from home. Labor honestly really truly comes into play much heavily when you're actually in a commercial facility and you've got employees, right? And you're paying them and you've got 10 or 12 people on staff or even 2 or 3 part-timers, whatever that may be. But you are actually putting out money to pay, have a payroll in a sense, and they're putting out a certain amount of product. That's when labor truly comes into a huge factor. But when you're doing it yourself, and maybe this is as a side hobby and you're just starting it out, you want to make sure that you kind of calculate for that, but you don't necessarily, it's not a really big aspect of it. So if you're doing a handful of products and you bring it to a farmer's market, you can get a rough idea really on the first two parts of that, okay, right? The packaging and the ingredient. Now, it gets to be a little trickier when you start selling a food product online. So if you're starting to calculate, you know, how much to price your food product and you've got your products, you've got your packaging and your labor, but now you're selling it online. Wait a minute, you got to understand another thing too. Now you come into play with the fees that are selling on Amazon, the fees that are being charged on eBay, the fees on your Shopify store. You know, if you're selling it through the internet, there are fees that are automatically included with every transaction. Those fees will eat away at your bottom line and your profit margin, no matter what your cost of your food product is. So you need to take into consideration when you begin to sell on these platforms, those fees in addition to what is it costing you to make the product? Okay, so pricing your product can be really tricky and difficult if you don't factor in those aspects. So let's go over a few examples. So for instance, some cottage food states, actually cottage food laws within certain states, actually allow you to sell a product to a retail store. Believe it or not, you can. It's very limited as to those states that you can, but some of them you can't. So if you're selling it to, let's say you make a finalized product and you want it to wholesale it or sell it to a retail store, you have to consider how are you actually packaging the product. And what kind of a bulk packaging do you have? And that specific transaction, how much is it costing you to prepare that many units? If it's 24 or 48 units and you're going to sell it to a retailer, you're not going to sell it at the same price point you're going to sell it to from you to your customer online or you to a customer at a farmer's market. You have to take into consideration the retail store has to mark up what you're selling to them. So obviously I can't go over every aspect of the cost for every food type of product because your cost will vary based on, you know, the best prices you can get for ingredients, the best pricing you can get for packaging and your labels and all that good stuff. So keep in mind just the price point to a wholesale when you're going to sell it to a retailer has to be taken into consideration as well. So next one is the direct to consumer, the direct to customer. So if you're selling online, let's go back to what we had mentioned before. If you are price pointing, you're trying to figure out the price point to retail it. Amazon takes a percentage of the actual transaction. Okay. And then when you transact it, are you going to charge shipping or are you going to offer free shipping? Because if you offer free shipping, then you are going to have to absorb the cost for that. So the cost of your ingredients, the price point to sell it at, the Amazon fee, and then free shipping. Now again, you're eating away at the bottom line. You're eating away at your profit margins, okay? If you go into eBay and you transact a transaction there, they're going to charge a percentage as well. But also, if PayPal, Stripe, or another payment processor is in place, they're going to take a percentage of the transaction. That's not part of the fee that eBay will charge, and the same thing goes with Etsy, okay? Now, if you're on Shopify or you're on Weebly, on WooCommerce or Wix, wherever it may be that you have your website, keep in mind that every month that website is going to charge you a fee. So when you want to consider how much are you actually going to retail the price point the product for, your costs go into that, and then your fees every month to do the transactions, the fee to have just the website hosted, and any other fee that you've got involved with shipping that comes up if you're going to charge a customer or offer them free shipping needs to be factored in when you're trying to calculate that price, okay? But the basic recipe, in a sense, no pun intended, but the basic recipe to figure out your costs is going to be just that, your ingredients. And obviously, if you make this product in bulk and you buy those ingredients in a larger quantity, the per unit price is going to come down. Your cost will come down. Keep in mind also, this is what I tell every client that I've ever done a consultation with, is the fact that when you first start a food business, it is always the most expensive part of your endeavor. Because you are starting most likely from home. If you have the ability to go in a commercial setting, still, you're not going to be purchasing, let's say if you're doing cookies or baked goods, you know, 5,000 pounds of flour, 5,000 pounds of sugar at a time, you know, dozens and dozens of eggs. Packaging, you're not going to be buying 800-900 units of cookie packaging at the same time. You're going to be starting off very, very small. So your price for your recipe, the cost to calculate your recipe, is going to be considerably higher. So keep that in mind too. Again, this is great information for beginners and if you're new to this. As your business goes, even if you start from home and you're selling local, if you're in a state where you can sell it to retailers, that's great, or even sell it to restaurants, even better. But get the wheels moving and get the business started, get some cash flow going, because the cost of your products will come down dramatically. It'll be incremental, but it'll come down dramatically. So as you get more and more people buying it or you have a larger account, if you get in a commercial kitchen or commercial setting and you have a large account, then you're going to have the ability to also buy products at a bigger bulk and a better discount. So the per unit cost comes down dramatically. That's the one unique thing about food business is that each unit is obviously how you calculate your costs, but each unit's cost can come down dramatically when you're able to buy it in bulk in bigger quantities. Okay. Same thing goes with your packaging. Same thing goes even with your labels. If you're buying 500 labels right now and you get them at a certain amount of at a certain cost, guess what? When you buy 1,000, 2,000, or 3,000, there's a very good likelihood that that cost is going to come down dramatically too. So how do you calculate the cost of your recipe? You need to break it down based on that specific recipe. Now, also keep in mind, when you begin to scale your business and you increase the size of those recipes because you're going to turn out more product, those costs, again, will come trickling down big time as well, okay? So how do you price your food? It's going to be based upon who you're going to sell it to in a big, big way, plus, of course, the recipe itself, the cost of the ingredients, the packaging, and the labeling. But don't get me wrong, you need to also keep in mind, like I said, who you're going to sell it to, because Between me and a customer at a farmer's market, there's nobody. Between me and my customer online, there's Amazon. There's a PayPal there's a PayPal transaction potentially on eBay, on Etsy. There's shipping. There's fees for the transaction. You see, so there's a lot between you and your finalized customer. So keep that in mind. So that's a really quick breakdown to understand how to calculate the cost of the product and to take into consideration who you're selling it to. And then that way you can determine what the margin is, what profit margin do you really want to make on the product. So if you have any questions about how you price your food or how much should I mark up my food product, as I mentioned in this video, please let me know down in the descriptions and on our podcast. Leave us a message on our podcast, and I'll see you guys on our next podcast. Take